Now the news. I'm Zhou Fang. Organizers say the Beijing Winter Olympics has been running smoothly going into its second week of competition. So far, the competitions have seen a number of Olympic records broken and two new world records in short track speed skating and speed skating respectively. Beijing 2022 organizers are making efforts to ensure the Winter Games continue without being seriously influenced by adverse weather conditions. Some events have been rescheduled, including the women's freeski slopestyle competition featuring China's Gu Ailin. Zhu Yun has the details.
Heavy snow, strong wind, and low visibility have led to a slew of skiing events being postponed in the Zhangjiakou and Yanqing clusters. Yang Xuan, vice chairman of the organizing committee, says accurate weather forecasts made them well prepared for the bad weather conditions.
We first got the forecast from the meteorological department on February the 4th. 2 days ago, we got informed of the time and amount of the snowfall.
The snowfall is forecast to continue at least into Sunday night. The women's freeski slopestyle qualification is rescheduled for Monday, and its final for Tuesday, which coincides with China's Lantern Festival.
Chinese figure skaters have made a major breakthrough at the Winter Olympics by securing a position in the free dance event. Guo Yan has more.
Chinese fan favorites Wang Shiyue and Liu Xinyu are close to achieving a best-ever result for the host nation in ice dancing. The pair representing China in the event have qualified for free dance by ranking 12 in rhythm dance. They rock the rink with Trouble and blue suede shoes by Elvis Presley.
And after 2 years online class, and we are so proud we can standing here representing China to compete. So actually today we feel really, really good.
Yeah, really happy.
We enjoy the program, enjoy everything.
The pair stopped in rhythm dance in Pyeongchang in 2018, but they have kept improving with each passing day over the past 4 years. Before returning to China in 2020, they trained in Montreal, Quebec, with international top teams, including four-time world champions Gabriela Papadakis and Guillaume Cizeron of France. After that, they have been coached mostly online. Despite all the difficulties, they say they can't give up, as their dream is about to come true.
You know, Phil, sometimes we have so much pressure, and we won't be good. But only with iPad we can do nothing.
Yeah, no competition.
No competition, no coach. Everything is so difficult.
We cry a lot and we give up a lot of time.
Yeah, we cry so many times with this injury, like his low back, his feet, his hand. But we know we can't give up.
Yeah.
Because this is a dream come true for us.
And
we
still have
to continue.
A lot of people support us.
The two have skated together for 16 years. Now they're looking forward to making a new breakthrough in the free dance competition on Monday.
Former Afghan President Hamid Karzai is urging the U.S. administration to return his country's assets. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order to free some $7 billion of the frozen Afghan assets, splitting the money between humanitarian aid for cash-strapped Afghanistan and a fund for the victims of the September 11 attacks. Criticizing Biden's decision as unjust, Karzai stressed that all Afghan people, including members of the current Taliban-led caretaker government, take a united stand to get the Afghan money back to their country. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin have held a phone conversation over the situation in Ukraine. The White House said Biden made it clear to Putin that while the United States remains prepared to engage in diplomacy, it's equally prepared for other scenarios. The Kremlin said Russia has not received a substantive response from the U.S. on security guarantees. The United States has denied having conducted military operations in Russian territorial waters. Moscow earlier claimed that one of its naval vessels repelled a U.S. submarine in its waters in the Pacific Ocean. Russia also accused Washington of creating a national security threat at a time of high tension over Ukraine. And that's the news. I'm Zhou Fang.